power
of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Right now I take authority over every pressure of life that has gone with you. Every pressure of life is arrested now. See the fire burning off. Demonic cargoes. Hangovers of affliction. Demonic chains and yokes. He is a consuming fire. And when he shows up, everything that is not of him must be roasted. Lift your hands high. Mahashabadayadada. He called Badayayayaya. All consuming fire. Say the name of Jesus to scream the fire. Place your hand on yourself and let it consume it. Fire work on your life and work on your body and work on your system. Man, all consuming fire. And let the fire burn everything that is not of God, and let the consuming fire give you a life-changing encounter, a turnaround encounter, a deliverance encounter. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fire! Fire! Onoim Adoy. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. Father, we magnify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' precious name. Wow. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shake three hands around you and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Morning, anyone here who has a touch of God, an encounter, a visitation, a healing, can I see your hand anywhere? Father, thank you. Stand, let me see you. Something happened to you just now. God changed something in your life just now. God did something. All right. Very soon we'll call out people to testify. In that time, we'd like to hear from you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Appreciative to God for this last Sunday of the month of October. It has been full of miracles, signs, and wonders. Last Sunday, the message on emotional diseases was so impactful. People called from everywhere around the world. People were liberated. People came with pain, came with all manner of things into church, and they felt free and felt liberated and felt released. And we are eternally grateful to God for what he did for us last Sunday. We looked at the emotional diseases of fear. We looked at low self-esteem as number two. We looked at worry as number three. And we saw rejection as number four. It's important that we take a look at all of them. If you were not in one service, pick the other service so you can complement. I believe that the Lord will help us. We are proceeding on these emotional diseases, which are not physical, but emotional and mental and psychological. And the number five we are dealing with today is called hopelessness. Hopelessness. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10, the Bible said, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Chapter 9, verse 4, rather. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Many people are victims of hopelessness. Many people have lost hope in life. I heard that a person can survive for 40 days, if you will drink enough water and fluid without food. A person can survive 3 days if he can, if he will eat food after 3 days and no water. A person can survive only 4 minutes without oxygen to the brain. Otherwise, you'll be brain dead. But most people cannot survive 1 second when hope is totally lost. That is the peak where people try to commit suicide. So hopelessness is a very major issue. What is hopelessness? First of all, it is the feeling of despair. It's a feeling like, I think everything is lost. At times where it is like, there's nothing to be alive for. Nothing to go to church for. Nothing to believe God for. Is the feeling of despair. Secondly, Oxford defined that as a feeling of despair. Now, this is my own definition in second. I call hopelessness as the bankruptcy of expectancy. The bankruptcy of expectancy. The way a person is literally bankrupt, no money in the account, no money anywhere. That is the kind of thing that happens in hopelessness where expectation is flat. The bankruptcy of expectancy. We see hopelessness everywhere among the young people, people who have been in church for a while, people across board. Now, what are the roots of hopelessness? Number one, it arises from, one, the lack of discernment of any present or future possibility or opportunity. The lack of discernment of any present or future possibility or opportunity. When a person cannot discern that there is any possibility today or possibility tomorrow, he cannot discern that there is any opportunity today or opportunity tomorrow. The lack of discernment of any present or future possibility or opportunity, where people can't see anything possible, they can't see any possibility today, nothing seems possible to them. Today or tomorrow. They can't discern or perceive that there will be any opportunity for anything good today or tomorrow. I am talking about people who cannot see any good now or any good in the future. Their mind can't comprehend that anything good can come out today or tomorrow. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 said, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I have something for you in the future. There is something good coming your way. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 said, "The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Meaning that if it is not good now, it doesn't mean it won't be good forever. But when a person is hopeless, he cannot discern it. He can't perceive it. He doesn't see anything good today. He doesn't see anything good tomorrow. Nothing is coming. And that is an agenda of the devil. It's the spirit and the spell of hopelessness. And everyone who is the victim of such today, I declare it is arrested in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand and say, "In the name of Jesus, there is a future for me. There is a hope for me. I refuse to be hopeless. I refuse to be helpless. In the name of Jesus." Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. Psalm 121 verse 1 said, "I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth." Look up means I am hoping. From whence cometh my help? So, there is a connection between hope and help.
Oh yes.
There is a connection between hope in the heart of a man and help from the hand of God. There is a connection. The meaning is, you are not helpless if you are not hopeless. You cannot be helpless if you are not yet hopeless. The meaning is, the loss of hope is the loss of help. The meaning is, if the devil cannot steal your hope, he can't touch your help. The meaning is, if the devil wants to render you helpless, he makes you hopeless. He makes you hopeless so he can make you helpless. And don't forget what I said some time ago. For as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. Hallelujah. For as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. For I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. I am anointed to announce to someone here this morning that your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. The history maker, the game changer is on the way for somebody. And if you are that one, you shout the loudest, say amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest, say amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is the root of hopelessness? First of all, we say the lack of discernment of any present or future possibility or opportunity. Where a person can't discern, cannot perceive that there is any possibility or opportunity that may happen today or happen tomorrow. Number two is failure to succeed or prevail. After repeated attempt, effort, or trial. The failure to succeed or prevail. In particular ventures, maybe. After repeated attempt, effort, or trial. What is the meaning of this? I have applied for a job in this country since I graduated 12 years ago. And I have not gotten a job, so forget about it. There's nothing that can come out of it. I have attempted relationships 10 times. There are no good men. Or there are no good women. Failure to succeed or prevail in particular ventures, after repeated attempt, effort, or trial, many people become hopeless. They say we should tithe. I tithed. I didn't see any result. They say we should go on evangelism. I did. I didn't see any result. They say we should do this. I did that. I didn't see any result. But that's the lie of the devil. That's the lie of the devil. After you have done all to stand, you stand. Micah chapter 7 and in verse 8. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be light unto me. Don't conclude on me because God has not concluded on me. Am I communicating? And you never conclude on yourself because God has not concluded on yourself. Someone once said it is not over until God says it is over. And I added and said it is not over until God says it is over. And God will not say it is over until you win. In the game of life, God is the referee. He will not blow the whistle for the game to end until you have won. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The end of the day may not be the end of the game. You may lose a battle and still win the war. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Oh, yeah. Battles are the fights inside the overall war. The battle of Gettysburg, the battle of this and the battle of that. You may lose a particular battle and win the overall war. We are called to fight, but destined to win. The fight is not news. What is crucial is that the win is compulsory. We are wired to win. Now I am speaking to somebody here. I don't care how many times you attempted and failed. Thomas Edison attempted 1,000 times or 10,000 times to manufacture the light bulb, what we are enjoying right now. And someone told him, you failed 10,000 times. He said, no, I did not fail 10,000 times. I only discovered 10,000 times in which it doesn't work. And after that, he prevailed. Thomas Edison, what do you call him? Albert Einstein, one day called his son. Albert Einstein's mother called the son and he said, son, your classroom teacher said that you are such a very, very intelligent child that it is not good to mix you with the other children in the class. That you need expert coaching so that you can be outstanding above your contemporaries. So from this day forward, you won't be going to school. I will teach you myself. So that can come to pass. He taught that young man and he became the number one scientist in the world of his day. He read the note that the teacher gave. You are so outstanding as a child. You need expert coaching to be able to be who you will be and not be like the others. When this boy grew and became this scientist, that was when he actually realized what the teacher wrote. The mother read the opposite of what the teacher wrote. The teacher said, your son is so bad, we can't keep him in school. We are unable to handle him, and so please, you may wish to teach him yourself. And sent him away from school. If the mother gave up on the child like the teacher gave up, then that destiny would have been lost. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Is God speaking to anybody here at all? It doesn't matter how many times I read the book titled Acres of Diamonds. Russell Conwell, the founder of Temple University, Christian man. In the days of the gold rush, people were selling their lands and selling their properties to go and buy gold. People were digging grounds and digging the earth to buy gold. A man tried to dig his house or dig his property to buy gold. He couldn't find gold. And he left that property and went and sold the property and went to look for other property to buy to look for gold. The next buyer who bought his land only hit the ground one more time and found gold. He just hit it from where the man stopped. He just hit the ground one more time. Just asked the ground one more time and there was gold. The man sold the land and gave up one more step to meet gold. I am speaking to you what I know. And I announce to somebody here today, it is too early to give up. It is too early to say, I have tried, I have attempted, I have done this and done that. One of the men that taught us in the Solomon, what do you call it, the Kingdom Financial Stewards, that came to give his testimony. What was he importing to UK? Pepper. The first pepper he exported, I think he washed it with soap or something. And it was not good. It was corrupted. They rejected it in the UK after exportation. He exported the second time. It didn't work. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Export duty. 11, 12. It was the 13th one that worked. Exporting pepper. He sold everything to do the first export. At that time. And then it worked big. Then it worked again. Then it worked again. Since that time till today, he has flown over 9 aircrafts. That is the way you change car. Someone say aloud, amen. Stand on your feet, lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not give up. I cannot give up. I shall not give up. I refuse to give up. Look at your neighbor, say, you will not give up. You cannot give up. You shall not give up. You should not give up. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Failure to succeed or prevail after repeated attempt, effort, or trial. Number three, root of hopelessness is repeated disappointment or failure from people. Especially we have faith and confidence. Where faith or confidence is not placed wholly in God. Say that again. Repeated disappointment or failure from people. Especially where faith or confidence is not placed wholly in God. People at times become hopeless when they place their confidence in man and man failed. Repeated disappointment or failure from people, especially where faith and confidence or faith or confidence is not placed wholly in God. I'm sure you know that another name for man is change. Man, especially man that does not know God. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 to 7. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 all the way to verse 7. It said, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man, that trusts in man, that maketh flesh his arm. That man whose heart departs from the Lord. See, he shall be like a heath in the desert. He cannot see when good cometh, but he shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, are not inhabited. Many are hopeless today because of, I have a brother who is a senator. I have somebody who is in America. I have this and that. Nothing worked. They become very hopeless. If the only person you rely on is man, you will be permanently hopeless. But they looked up to him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When I was going to get married, before I got married, my wife was the doctor of a first lady of a state. She was the medical doctor. At that time, she attended to that woman. They even flew to Germany when the woman was sick on presidential jet. So young girl, young medical doctor.
in prison then. And we're very close, very tight. Our wedding was coming near. And the people had indicated interest, they will be there and all that. And all manner of imaginations was in your mind. Like how they will arrive and how, what is the potential of their impute into the wedding. I think it was 2 weeks to the wedding before the government changed. They were out of power. Hello? So they were facing more important matters than wedding. You know, in those days when government changed, I think it was military, right? Yeah. But at that time, so it's a matter of everybody to your tent, to Israel. That was disappointment number one. Disappointment number two, somebody who was doing a government contract at that time, and they were going to pay him money. He promised legitimately that he would be involved to do something major for the wedding, and that his payment was being expected. So the payment came long time after the wedding has passed. That was disappointment number two. When you look at us like this, you think we haven't seen anything. And everything is just smooth and everything is just normal. Disappointment number three, there was fuel scarcity. I was expecting a big man of God from the northeast, another one from the southwest, another one from the south-south. They were all meant to be around. All of them apologized on the phone. I'm so sorry. One of them, I think I saw him 10 years after the wedding. Oh, yeah. Chai. In Nigeria, they say, wahala deo. The wedding venue we were to use did not work. That's reception venue. As if all things were working together for bad. That is the devil, you know. It was after we got married and I began to see what God is doing that I saw what the devil was afraid of. The devil fight what he fears. If your destiny is consequential, it will be confronted. Hey! Hey! I prophesy to somebody here, every battle and every fight confronting your destiny, it is over. There are other things I cannot tell you now. Other things are so personal that I cannot tell you now. I knew of some people. I can't tell you now. At the right time, if it is possible, I can tell you. Can somebody say a loud amen? Lift up a right and say, I am looking up to God. I refuse to look up to man. My future is with God. It's not in the hand of a man. I will look up to God and I will be lightened. And my face will never be ashamed. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill the purpose of God for my life. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Is somebody getting something here this morning? You are getting something here this morning. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. What is the treatment? What do you do about this hopelessness situation? Now, what do we do? How do we handle hopelessness? Number one, keep hope alive by
continuous charging with the word. Keep hope alive by continuous charging up with the word. Hope is kept alive by a continuous charging up with the word. Psalm 119 verse 49, the Bible said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Your word gives me hope. Your word gives me hope. Yes, next verse. Your word gives me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has quickened me. Your word, even though in the midst of any situation, your word gives me hope. Verse 81 and verse 114 and verse 116 of the same psalm. 81, 114, 116. My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Verse 116. Uphold me according unto thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. You won't be ashamed of your hope. Nobody will say you wasted your time waiting on God. Nobody will say you wasted your time serving God. You keep hope alive by charging it up with the word. And you know Psalm 119 verse 89 said, forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth may fail, but the word of God will come to pass. Beloved, charge yourself up. A message such as this. Other faith building messages. Other faith imparting messages. You charge yourself with the word. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number two. Refuse to place your confidence in man. Or the other way around. Confidence must be placed only in God alone. Confidence must be placed only in God alone. Confidence must be placed only in God alone. We saw that already in Psalm 17 and in verse 5 to verse 6. Psalm 17 verse 5 to verse 6. It said, Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. And then I'll read all the way even to 7. It said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Not hope is not in man, but in God. He said, for he shall be like a tree that is planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Confidence must be placed in God. Psalm 118 verse 8 and 9. 118 verse 8 and 9. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence even in princes. Princes means rulers, president, governor, senator. It is better to put confidence in man. Now look at this. The problem is not that man is totally bad. It's not the badness of man, but the... Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I think it's all right now. It's not that man is totally bad. The only thing is that man is subject to change. The man can say, I will do this for you, but the circumstances of his life may change. Like the other one I just shared with you. Man can change. Man can fail. But the worst of it is, which we don't like, is man can die. And it must be placed in God, because God cannot fail. I am the Lord, I changeth not. He cannot change. And of course, he cannot die. He is tireless, is weariless. That will lead me to number three. It must be placed. Let God be your source. man can be a channel. Let God pass through man to do anything for you. But don't let the man be the one you are looking up to. When you make a channel to become a source, when the channel is attacked, your resources are attacked. Someone say a loud amen. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody was in a bad situation. A family lost the head of the house to terrorism. And somebody took responsibility to assist them in many ways. When I got to here, I wanted to assist. And the person didn't want any other person to do anything but only himself. My communicator. So I backed off. And in the process of time, he became increasingly unable to do what he had taken solely to do. He wasn't a bad person. But his resources eventually got attacked. And he couldn't continue. So we had to step in. Am I communicating at all? When you make a channel to become a source, when the channel is attacked, your resources are attacked. Thirdly, how do you deal with hope? Number three, you must refuse the plague of weariness. You must refuse to be the victim of weariness. I am tired. I can't continue. No. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. He said, "And be not weary, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Job chapter 14 verse 14. He said, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come." I will wait. I am not giving ways. I am not giving. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving out. And I won't give way. I am here. Like they say in Nigeria, I dey. Somebody say, "I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give out. I refuse to give way until I go up." Whenever you give up, you have agreed to go down. Somebody say, "I refuse to give up because I cannot go down. I refuse to give up because I cannot go down." Say, "I refuse to give up. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give out. I will not give way. I am here." Say, "I refuse to give up because I am not going down." Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Someone say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Even if it means starting afresh, anything, refuse to give up. Even if it means starting afresh, whatever it is, refuse to give up. And if you refuse to give up, you must go up. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. The man whose father refused to send him to school, and he had no opportunity to go to school until he was age 30. And this man decides, "I must go to school." And so
At age 30, he enters primary one.
And everybody is mocking at him. What kind of big man, not big boy, man?
Primary one. Finishes primary school at the age of 36 and enters secondary school. JSS and SS. And he finishes secondary school at the age of 42. And he enters first degree. And he finishes first degree at the age of 46. And then he enters for masters. And he finishes masters at the age of 48.
And then he goes in for PhD straight. And he finishes PhD at the age of 51. Question. How many people went to school on time who are 51, who have PhD?
How many people you know? And whether they have PhD at 51 or not, they will be 51 one day.
So nothing is against you if you are not against yourself. The Bible says two or four shall agree as touching a thing and it shall be established. So the only agreement you need on earth is agreement with God. God is the only one whose one vote is enough to make you win election. The vote of one. The vote of one. If God has voted for you, it doesn't matter who voted against you. You already won. He said, because if God be for us, who can be against us?
Even if you didn't agree or not, preaching has been preached today.
We're going to celebrate. I want you to celebrate like a person who has hope. I like you to celebrate like somebody whose life is changing tomorrow. I like you to celebrate like someone whose story has already changed. Help me shake the hands of 7 people. Congratulate them. Tell them congratulations for your change of story. Congratulations. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice. Hey!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody say amen.
When man rules, God overrules. There is threat of terroristic attack in the air, which has dissipated and disappeared, which will never see the light of day. In the middle of the threat, we were in the terrorism headquarters of Maiduguri, dealing with demons of terrorism. Can you show me the clip where we're pouring oil on the ground and dealing with those forces? While we were there, someone said,
are we going to show this live? That is live. That is why we are there, we're showing it. Let us show it later after we have left. So that they are not aware that we are there now. Because they all watch television too. And social media. It was aired on Instagram, aired on Facebook, aired on YouTube, aired on television, Dunamis TV, Dove Television. Let it be aired. Let us finish the job and go first. And you are there now.
Take authority over the demon of terror. Live. Facebook.
Some people's hearts If you put cocoyam, it will cook. Show us the clip now. Wait, start from the beginning. This is Thursday last week. Thursday. This Thursday. Before the Friday vigil. You will sit on this my seat for a while.
Wow.
So that when you grow up, you can deal with the devil.
Is that taking you, Mother?
Hey! You see these lights? We go shine them everywhere. Cause now we be
this is my degree. Northeast Nigeria.
I declare that all this local shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters come as the sea, I declare the release of fire upon Borno State. Every bloodshed altar, every terror altar, every banditry altar, be set on fire.
Fire!
The weapons be set on fire. Those who like to take the weapons, the weapons be turned against each other. In the name of Jesus, we command that the earth of Borno State, the earth of the Northeast, will henceforth reject bloodshed, will henceforth reject terrorism, will henceforth reject every agenda of darkness. So shall it be. The land is free. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And this kind of celebration we have seen here today shall continue in this region. Declare the door is open and it remains open in Jesus' name. Wave your light and give him the praise.
Go they shine light into the souls of men, into the souls of men. We go shine light, just say with the darkness, just say with the darkness. We go they shine light.
Hey! You remember Entebbe raid? That's the kind of operation that was done there. You are dealing with terrorism and announcing it there. The front of and then they said we cannot function in Abuja. The devil that will say church will not hold in this city and in this nation, they haven't born that devil. Any spirit of cowardice that keeps you at home, the devil can't determine when to go to church. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Their altars of bloodshed, we set them on fire. The devil said Nigeria will scatter in 2015. We are here. They say COVID will finish millions of people on the streets. We are here. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Stand up on your feet, everyone. Look at this scripture. Ezekiel. Joel chapter 2 verse 21 first. And Ezekiel. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Somebody rejoice. For the Lord shall do great things. Ezekiel 20:38. And And I will purge out from among you the rebels, the terrorists, the bandits, the killers, and them that transgress against me. And I will bring them forth out of the country where they are strangers, because they are strangers. And they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. It's victory time. What God is said to do in our nation in this season. 1 billion devils. 1 billion sponsors of terror. 1 billion terrorists and their blood-sucking demons can't nullify it. We are here for the long haul. There is a prophecy on Nigeria for the end time evangelization of the earth, and no devil can stop it. It shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass. Well, if you believe your hope is in place, for the next 7 minutes, we are going to celebrate and dance like the marriage has already happened, like the child dedication is already happening, like the financial explosion is already released. I want you to dance and make the devil mad. He wants you to be sad. Dance. Best way to handle the devil is anything he wants you to do, do the opposite. My baby here was telling me yesterday, say, Daddy, you get hurt, oh. He say, I beg, take it easy, small, I beg. He said, your love for God is very, very strong. And also this kind of heart. I beg. Hallelujah. I'd like you to celebrate for the next 7 minutes. Celebrating the King of Kings. Celebrating the Lord of Lords. Celebrating your victory. Celebrating the turnaround of your situations. Celebrating your expectations that are coming to pass. Now, while the celebrations are on, we had people who, testimonies from the first segment of the worship, our officers will pick them up. And this is testimony and thanksgiving service. I'm sure you know how we used to do it. Any testimony you have, massive testimony that has not yet been shared, take advantage of this time and let one of our officers pick up your testimonies from the middle here and let it be shared. But I'd like you to dance not because of where you are, but because of where you are going. Because of where God is taking you. Because of what is ahead for you. That no devil can stop. That no power can stop. That no witch can stop. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shake the hands of 3 people and tell them celebrate for your future. Celebrate for where you are going. Let's go. Father, we give you the adoration. Lift up your hands. Let's cue into this climate. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit very fast. Something is happening. Something is happening. Now shut up, Kolaba. It says, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut short. Lift your hands and receive your expectation. Receive your expectation. Whatever you are expecting from God, lift your hands, receive.
Receive your expectation. The spirit.
spirit of hopelessness is broken. Receive your expectation. In the name of Jesus! Receive.
Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure there are more people with more encounters and healings and deliverances right here. You can still join us up. Yes, let's go. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord.
Come in.
Yes. Yes, sister. Our sister, Sister Felicia, she said the dream, she had a dream yesterday, Friday into Saturday, where she saw herself in a forest, in a dark forest. And she was asking them, why did you lock me up here? And they answered and said, your light is shining so much. We'll not allow you to shine again. And sir, the angel of the commission came into that forest with your face with a military uniform in serious anger.
A military uniform.
Military uniform in anger. Beat down those people and open the door and ask her to leave.
That's
now,
right.
while you said we should place our hand on our head and shout fire, you came with the same anger, tore a black, dark garment out of her and gave her a white one. And she knows that.
Lift up your hands. Every satanic agenda to tie your life and destiny down, today is the end of it. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free.
Love Samuel.
Yes.
Our sister Love Samuel said her experiences have been cobwebs. In an open field on the road, she will encounter cobweb. And as she said, we should lift her, place her hands on her head and shout fire. That was what she did. And she saw in the spirit her hand tied with a strong chain. And instead from the altar, you stretch forth your arm and broke that chain and freed her.
Everyone who is here, lift your hands. I announce to you, every demonic chain of limitation is broken. He has broken the gates of brass and called the bars of iron in sunder.
Our sister.
Oh, that men will praise the Lord.
Yes, what happened?
Our sister said, while you were at the Cameroon Crusade, she was watching at the NYC camp with her phone, connecting online. And she had fallen down, got herself wounded, and they say it was soft tissue issue. But she was feeling serious pain. While we were ministering, the pain disappeared instantly right there. That was when we were at Cameroon. Right now, she said that she saw, last night, in a dream, a dark man came and locked their room and put all of them inside. But as she said, place your hand on her head and start fire. Fire came and burnt down that door. Every member of our family began to run out.
Every cage where the devil has kept you or your family members, open right now. I declare that cage open and you are out. Shout the Lord and say amen.
Yes.
Our sister Tina said, in another dream, into yesterday, somebody said, follow me, and she was scared to follow them. In the morning, when they came for foundation class, getting home yesterday, she began to feel pain on her right breast. Couldn't lift her hand. Her husband assisted her to wear her dress this morning. But sha, that pain has checked back to her right now, and she can lift her hand up.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Sing.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. retrieved and returned back to hell right now. Yes.
Now say your own fast.
Yes, last 2 weeks, I just want to confirm that surely the Lord is in this place. Last week when Daddy talked about the offering for the revival, I took the sent message, got the account number, not up to 24 hours.
Which offering was that?
The crusade.
All right.
Crusade, not up to 24 hours. I got times 5 of what I gave. Then in my office, I was told to go for an official assignment in the East. I went there, I came back safely. And this week, coming back, I was given an official laptop that if I was to buy it with my money, it would cost me nothing less than 2 million naira. I do not take any of this for granted.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap of hand. Somebody say, it will work.
It will work, sir.
It will work, it will work,
it will work.
It will work, it will work, it will work.
It will work,
it will work,
it will
work.
It will work,
it will work.
From Lagos to attend the vigil. Now, not only that, while you were at Borno, the crusade we had just a couple of days
now,
back.
Now, the crusade in Borno is the Light Up Crusade series that our Father in the Lord, Pastor Iye Adeboye, started organizing to mark his 80th birthday last year. I've been involved in that crusade, many of them. I was involved in the second one. The first one was Ifewara in his village, in his hometown. That's the first one held there. Second one held in Bayelsa. I was with him in Bayelsa. And then I was with him in Lafia. And then I was with him in Otukpo. And then I'm with him in Maiduguri. I began with him and we concluded. The Maiduguri one was the concluding one. Somebody say loud amen. And it has been very, very, very impactful. Yes, go ahead.
He said, his mother attended the Borno Crusade. Mother-in-law attended the Borno Crusade. Two issues, ulcer 3 years, and kidney problem, leg swollen, pain everywhere. So as we talk, the woman has called, shouting and screaming, leg deflated, pain gone, ulcer gone.
It was a commotion of miracles. If we're to remain there, I mean, we are surely going back there. Because it couldn't be exhausted. What we saw that night, it was incredible. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout out.
And his own mother in Cameroon, he stood in the gap for her during the vigil on Friday. Cough that has lasted for 4 years, blasted back to her.
Wonderful. Give the Lord a big clap of. In fact, it's two devil. In fact, three. Power of the Holy Ghost. My friend, yes.
Sir, this is our sister Agogo Florence. She said on the 12th of October, she went out with the team for an outreach. And then on their way out, they had an accident. The car ran into a tree, but God preserved them. He said 2 days after, he got a call from a governor, and then she went in there with the team again, and the governor replaced the car with something bigger, a bigger car than what she lost.
Give the Lord the praise. God bless you. Congratulations. Lift your hands. Come, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, fresh fire, and I pray for everyone here today on assignment for God, fire to do the assignment is released in Jesus' name.
Our sister, Favor Onekutu. She said for the past 6 months, she has been having hot sensation all over her body. She told me that if she places her hand on anybody, the person will feel the heat. Now, in the midst of the worship, the first session of the worship, she said she fell into a trance and saw herself in a pit, chained all over. Then you appeared and then pulled her out, laid down on her. The chains were broken. She said she stood up from that trance and every hot sensation and the pain in the head all gone.
Someone say, every chain around my life, you are broken now. In the name of Jesus.
Our sister Betty Abo, she said in the last 8 months, she had injury all over her body that started deteriorating. as if they were decaying, the body was decaying. She came in one of the healing and deliverance service in last month. Then you prayed for her in the course of the service. You prayed for her and that affliction checked back to hell. Now she said that she's a widow, that her husband was given a contract in multiple zeros. Now there's this uncle of ours that said that she will not amount to anything. Now in the course of all these things, the contract was executed. The money was about to be paid to her husband. They killed him. Now, eventually that money was paid to her. And the same uncle organized killers to come against her. He said around Kubwa Axis that they shot at her several times, but Jehovah God preserved her all through.
That is not the end of the story. The one who wants to kill you, it is your time to die. Every conspiracy of death against you and against your loved ones, I declare death upon them. If they will let you rest, they shall be laid to rest. For he that taketh the sword shall die by the sword. Father, I thank you because it is done. I thank you because it is done. Your preservation is confirmed. You, how many children you have? How many children? You and your children. Mother, please take care of her.
The contract is you that they killed you. The UBI service, 2.9 billion. My uncle is a son. He sold my property in Amiya State, Kurudusu. The devil came to my house.
Congratulations, because those who want you dead are dead. The Bible said they are dead that seek the young child's life. I preach a message titled, they are... All right. Okay, just hold on. I want you to pick a message titled, they are dead. That is, those looking for you are dead. All right? And the next testimony we'll hear here is that those looking for you are confirmed dead. A seal of preservation for her and for her baby, Dr. Miss Anencha. Hallelujah. Everyone that is here today in need, you've seen the move of God and the power of God today. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Anywhere you are, watching online or here in person, pray this prayer with me. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? Wave it to the King of Kings. Wave it up. All right. Stand up on your feet and be the very first person to come right to the frontier. Don't be the last. Let's go.
My mind made up.
I give you the count of 10. 1.
From
there, I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back.
I've got my mind,
and I won't, because I want to see my Jesus. 2, 3,
I
shut the 4, and because I want.
Anyone here today, you are bound by an addiction, a negative addiction, lifestyle addiction, drinking, smoking, womanizing, masturbation, bitterness, gambling, fraud. Something has bound your life and you want to be free from it. Drug addiction, Indian hemp, whatever it is. Pick your Bibles and your Bibles and come another count of 5 and join us forward now. 1. 2. Quickly, stand up and come forward. Carry your Bible, son.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Oh.
Stand
around with me. I made up my mind.
Someone say loud amen. I welcome you all. I want to give a second call. There are those who have been in church, but you are not yet a member. You have not gone through the membership class. Not to talk of the discipleship class or the maturity class. It's not good to be like that. It is those who are planted that will flourish. There are testimonies of people in membership class too. We had one just now. Things happen for them. The angel of the Lord sent your way will recognize you as being under this cover by the time it is confirmed in the realm of the spirit by being established. You have done it from another place before. Oh yes, it's important to do it in this place so that maybe a time will come you will teach others what we have taught you here. So you are not yet a member. You want to be a full member. You haven't done membership class, foundation class. Stand up on your feet and quickly step forward here. I'm not saying you are not born again yet, but you haven't done the membership class yet. Pick your Bibles and your Bibles and quickly come forward here, and then you will be advised on how to go about it. I'll give you the count of 10 for those ones. Quickly step forward. 1.
I have a liberty. Jesus has set me free.
2. God bless you. Quickly come forward.
I have a liberty. I have a liberty. I have a liberty.
Counselors, I'm sure you'll identify them.
I have a liberty.
2.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty. Jesus has set me free.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty, oh. I have a liberty, oh.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty, liberty, liberty.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty.
I have a liberty.
Congratulations. It's all right. It's all right. Don't be too official. Don't drive people like that. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Be glorified and be honored in Jesus' name.